What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Jamie's here on this Friday the 13th. We appreciate that. She is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. So I do think it's Friday the 13th because, you know, there was a full moon in Scorpio, which means we're all into our feelings. Everyone's a little bit whacked out. Yep. Things are changing rapidly. We have to dig into our intuitive selves and feel all of our feelings.
I saw one of my favorite doctors trying to keep my body in some sort of upright position. And he knows about my battles with insomnia like you. And I mentioned the last couple of nights have been horrible. And he goes, I know you traditionally have it, but he goes, don't discount the full moon. And yes. I know there are people who 100% believe that.
I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of activity in the cosmos.
You on the Instagram, follow Jamie on Instagram. I thought I had a beautiful message on Mother's Day on your role now as a stepmom to Archie, Doug's child, the great bond you have, that bond that was building even when the two of you were just dating and now married. Just expand on that, because I think that matters so much, because there are so many unique families out there, right? And there can be people who were briefly in your life and you still have a connection with them. They were longer in your life, you have a connection. And then in your case, because I've watched you and Archie, and it's beautiful to see.
Well, I appreciate that. And I did post that. I had a number of friends and family members who reached out to me with beautiful posts as well. I think, you know, what I try to get across all the time, I feel like when you are put into a specific role and you realize, like in my case, there are not a lot of resources. And as somebody who is a journalist who digs in for information, knows experts, has a Rolodex of people she knows how to call all the time, I think this has been one of the most challenging roles I've ever taken on in my life. Because there, like a parent, there's no a biological parent. There's no handbook that's given to you. You can read all you want on blending families and divorced kids. But seriously, I mean, you're talking about human beings coming together. And even though Doug and I fell in love with each other, it wasn't guaranteed that Archie was going to fall in love with me. You know, you have another person in the mix, too, when you're co-parenting, including the ex-spouse. And it's all been challenging to figure out what boundaries are appropriate, what's going to be best for Archie, where you need to kind of step back in your feelings and you know, take a look at what's triggering you. And is there something you could be doing different or better? Could you show up in a different way? And I just feel really, I feel very, very lucky because I talk to other step parents and stepmoms in particular all the time who feel really lost. Maybe they don't have a great connection with the kid. Maybe they love their nieces and nephews more than they love the kid. And they feel like they should love the kid as much as them. But, you know, there's that biological component sometimes for people. And then there's other people who, you know, love the child as their own, but have a really big problem with the ex-spouse who feels like they're being, you know, having their role overstepped and those types of things. So it's very, very complicated. I don't think people talk enough about it. I obviously am someone, as you and I have talked about, who have done a lot of therapy. I'm trying all the time to, you know, look at myself, reevaluate. But I think what I said in the post is it a lot of times feels like what I do isn't supposed to be seen. Like I should do what I do in private. And I should not talk about it, and I should just leave it to myself. And if I have a beautiful relationship with this kid, then that should just be good enough. And sometimes I think, like on Mother's Day, like women want to be seen, whether they're a motherly figure, they're a step-parent, they're the biological mother, you know, because we're all kind of in this village of trying to just make sure these kids are okay.
You absolutely nailed it, because you're right. There's just layer after layer. Every situation is different. You can feel like you're in a place where we've all come to some sort of agreement, and then it's just like pulling one straw and everything falls apart. And when you're the step, if the other parent is around, ideally you have some sort of relationship. You want to be supportive, but you're also allowed to not agree. You know, how forceful are you about that? How much access to the child? When do you speak up? You know, then your significant other, you're now husband or wife, and the dynamic they have, the child or the children, there's no one path. And it requires so much shared respect, so much shared empathy and compassion, and remembering the reason why we're having these conversations, the reason why we care is because of Archie. Or because of every other scenarios out there. And sadly, too many people get caught up in the other issues, and the children, who are the reason why we care about this, gets lost in some of the other periphery. And that's the biggest mistake some people make.
Well, and you have to think about it. I mean, from an intellectual standpoint, it's like you had two people that had a child who now are getting divorced. So ultimately, they didn't agree on things. And now they're going to be forced to co-parent. And both of them are probably going to date other people or, you know, enter another relationship. And so it's like, then you're just adding, you know, other things where it was just two of you with problems.
Right.
Now you've got maybe four people who all have problems as adults with one another. But I think what you said is, as long as you keep, as I make every decision with what's best for Archie. And I'll tell you, it came up even this week. You know, Archie's mom is renting a house in a vacation destination for Memorial Day. And Archie found out about it and found out about some other friends going. And it's our weekend with him. And, of course, he heard about it and wants to go. It's Doug's parenting time. And Doug really wanted to spend the weekend with him. But could a switch be made? Could there be other things that were done so that Archie could have this experience? So Doug is actually going to lose a couple days this month with his kid. But it's because he put Archie first. And so I really give, especially biological parents who are always thinking about their child first and not their own feelings, I give them a lot of credit, because you can get wrapped up in a lot of the past and a lot of the emotions and a lot of the anger and the resentments and the frustrations, and then nothing's good for the kid. So I think as long as all decisions are made with, is this what's best for Archie, and not is this what's best for me, I think is the, you know, how you move forward.
Wait for this transition. Okay, are you ready? The Menendez brothers. Speaking of kids and their parents, we have the resentencing hearing happening out where you're at. How big of a story is it right now?
Oh, my! It's the number one story everywhere. I mean, the thing that's crazy right now is you have so many celebrity trials going on. So you've got, obviously, you know, Mr. Combs in New York. You've got the Menendez brothers here. Kim Kardashian in Paris. It's kind of, you know, there's kind of a tie back to LA with all of them. So they're all making some type of headline. But yeah, I mean, I think the drama of the district attorney's office with the defense attorneys and how this has made twists and turns. If people aren't familiar, Los Angeles County had a different DA George Gascon, and he was voted out. He was someone who was seen as being more liberal in his stances on jail sentences and those types of things. And he took up this case initially to see if there should be some resentencing. Then Nathan Hochman is voted in. Gascon is voted out. Nathan Hochman ran on a, you know, tough on crime DA who's going to go after people, taking advantage of other people. And then, you know, looking at this case, said, I don't think this is the right time for us to be revisiting this. I don't care what pop culture has dictated and that type of thing. You know, I don't think it should be happening. So the drama of it it keeps playing out day after day with, you know, both the DA's office and the defense attorneys holding, doing press conferences and saying opposite things. And then you have the Menendez family coming out saying that they want, you know, at one point Nathan Hochman off the case with he's handled it or some of his ties to the past. And they're in support of Eric and Lyle with information they found out about potential abuse and things. Then, you know, you've got Nathan Hochman coming out again, say, you know, repeating a lot of information from the case, you know, almost 3.5 decades ago. So every day it's like another Hollywood drama. I can't wait to watch the actual movie that comes out of all of this.
Right.
But there's plenty of documentaries and other Netflix dramas out there already before this even is taking place.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Couple minutes left. Story about tourism. And
yes.
That as foreign tourists stay away, one estimate says, just a staggering number, U.S. could lose $12.5 billion. I said billion this year. You're in one of the epicenters. How do you sense that? How much of a conversation is that? Do you notice it yet?
Well, I'll tell you, that's one of our other big stories. It's kind of a lifestyle story, right? And budgetary story today out here, because a couple weeks ago, you know, Palm Springs actually put out a big tourism push to try to get locals to come visit because Canadians have stopped visiting. And that's a huge amount of the tourism dollars. They've actually, the California Tourism Board has put up signs all over Palm Springs of "We love Canadians," which I know that's not in your mind when you're thinking foreign tourists, not necessarily the group of people you think of, but it does make
a lot of people. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the other thing about it is, like, Los Angeles is a very international city. And I'm not noticing things as crowded. Our restaurants are suffering. I think there is a combination of some of the political rhetoric, you know, people concerned about coming here, what could happen to them, you know, going through the airports with security and that type of thing, being pulled over potentially by ICE officials when they come into the country. On top of then, you know, us having the wildfires out here in January, I get a lot of questions as to, well, is tourism back?
Sure.
Where can you stay? Can you get on PCH? PCH is still shut down. You know, the governor has said he'll open it by this summer. But there's really no full guarantee, right? And that's a big area for tourists to go, is the Pacific Palisades and Malibu. So I think we're kind of getting a double whammy here, which is unfortunate, because we also, because of those fires and because of a sex abuse payment need in the county after some allegations came forward and a settlement was reached, we're in a big budget deficit. So this is not going to improve things as we move forward into the future if we don't have those tourism dollars able to come back into the budget.
Really good talk. I appreciate it. Travel safe. Say hi to Doug, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Bye.
Jamie with us here on CISO. Jamie believes in fitness. Jamie believes in flexibility. She knows it. Hey, one of the locations, Jamie's hometown, Maple Grove. That's where you can go to one of the 11 stretch labs in town. Maybe 25 minutes is your path. Maybe 50 minutes is your path. Maybe signing up for the monthly plan is the way to go. I've been going since 2019. As I talk about a lot, I have a son, three sons, love them all. Quentin has Dirk 1A. He faces significant physical challenges. They're amazing to Quentin there. You could be a young adult with significant physical challenges. You could be an 18-year-old, fit as can be. You could be someone in their 40s like Dave who runs triathlons. You could be somebody older who lays around too much. Train professionals. Core principles, but they're going to work with your body. 11 locations. I am a 100% backer. I go on a regular basis. Stretchlab.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.